Most health clubs and gyms compete for customers by offering perks such as juice bars, saunas, and hot tubs. But a fitness club that doesn't even have showers is now one of the fastest-growing franchises in the nation. Laura Seidel reports.
There are no mirrors at the Curves Fitness Center in San Francisco, and thank goodness for that, say some club members.
I don't want to see my sagging stomach and my sagging breast at 48 years old. Right. And my jiggling butt.
But happily, this middle-aged nurse, who didn't want to give her name, says there is less of her to look at since she joined Curves in June. She says she's lost 7 inches from her waistline. Curves is a club for women only, especially those who've spent more time lifting laundry than weights. Sue, a grandmother of four, says this is the first time she's felt comfortable joining a gym.
There's not any sort of competitive feel. Generally, I think it's probably women, they're like 35 and over. It's not a real young, early 20 crowd that's all buffed up.
Most Curves are like this one, just a room with a circuit of weight machines in a circle, set up so that women can chat while they sweat. Franchise owner Tina Forsman says simplicity and efficiency are key.
It's a 30-minute workout designed for women, and in the 30 minutes you're getting your cardio, your strengthening, and your stretch. Circuit training, so every 30 seconds there's a cue tape telling you to move to the next piece on the station.
Change stations now.
Forsman, who lost 40 pounds herself as a Curves customer, says more than 300 women have joined this club since it opened in June for an initial fee of $149 and then $49 a month after that. It cost Forsman $20,000 to buy franchise rights, and she has another club across town. This simple fitness formula is winning adherents all over the country. There are now 6,000 Curves gyms in the U.S., South America, and Europe. Entrepreneur magazine this year called the company the fastest-growing franchise in any industry. The first Curves opened in Harlingen, Texas in 1992. Its founder, Gary Haven, says while many entrepreneurs saw a glutted market for health clubs, he saw a missed opportunity. He says the majority of women simply weren't being served by the average health club.
You know, the most common thing women used to tell me was before they could go join the gym, they needed to lose 10 pounds. And so to find a safe environment where they don't have to worry about what they look like, having an efficiency of 30 minutes, having a place where they can get away with their friends, that was a powerful combination.
But like many entrepreneurs, it took Haven a while to find the right formula. The 48-year-old got into the fitness industry when he was just 20. Eventually, he and his brother opened a chain of 14 gyms called Women's World of Fitness. But the business went under. Haven thinks in part that was because it was a chain, with each club run by hired managers. So in 1995, he franchised Curves.
You know, it's just human nature. If you're the owner, if it's your business, particularly if you've gone through the Curves experience where you've lost weight and inches and you've acquired a habit of exercise, that individual becomes a much better operator than a hired person.
Haven says he himself has been driven in part by personal experience. His mother, who was overweight and suffered from depression and high blood pressure, died of a blood clot when he was just 13. Fitness advocates laud Haven for his success, but Gregory Flores, a spokesperson for the American Council on Exercise, a nonprofit fitness education group, says the one-size-fits-all approach to fitness has limits, and he notes that 70% of all Americans who start a fitness program quit within 6 months.
So what's happening now is people are flocking to Curves, and the model is pretty sound, and it does provide a good, sound, basic workout. The proof is going to be a year or two down the road to see what percentage of those 2 million women saw gains, had the right support, and stuck with it, and then brought their friends or family.
Founder Gary Haven believes his model of fitness is so easy that women will stick with it. This year, he also published a book that includes a simple diet program. It made the New York Times bestseller list. And while all those former couch potatoes are losing inches, Curves is adding up profits. This year, Haven expects his clubs to net about $400 million. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.